BBC News with Debbie Russ. The Syrian government's assault on the rebel enclave of eastern Ghouta has come to a halt for 5 hours. The five-hour pause was ordered by Russia, the government's main backer. The aim is to allow civilians to leave. It's not clear if food and medicines will be brought into the enclave. The BBC has seen evidence that Syrian men delivering aid are still sexually exploiting women. There were warnings about the abuse in 2015, but a report for the UN found aid was still being exchanged for sex last year. Campaigners say Beijing has been using computer software to gather information about people and identify those described as possible future threats. Some of those targeted have been detained. The former South Korean president Park Geun-hye could face a 30-year prison sentence if the court accepts the prosecutor's demands. Ms. Park was removed from office over a corruption scandal and has been charged for bribery and abuse of power. The largest cable operator in America is hoping to buy the Sky television group. Comcast has put in a bid for $31 billion. The sum is bigger than the offer from 21st Century Fox, which has a minority stake in Sky. Japan has arrested almost 100 asylum seekers for working illegally. The detentions are part of the first crackdown on abuses of its strict refugee system. Japan approved just 20 asylum cases last year out of nearly 25,000 applications. New Zealand's opposition National Party has elected Simon Bridges as its first ever Maori leader. He will be supported by a Maori deputy. Mr. Bridges campaigned on a platform of generational change. A new study has shown that microbes can survive without water for decades. The results come from the Atacama Desert in Chile, one of the driest places on Earth. The researchers say the results increase hope for finding life on Mars, which has similarly dry conditions. BBC News.